I'm Jake.
And I'm John.
And this is Canine Critique. Welcome back. It's another week in Canine Critique.
In the doghouse.
The doghouse. For Canine Critique, dogs. Doghouse, canines. That's the show. We watch dog movies, you don't have to. So welcome back. Because that's what we do here, Can I Critique?
Yes.
If you're new to the pod, welcome. Welcome to the new pod. The pod that's not new. It's new to you. Welcome.
What are you... Are you on drugs?
No, I'm not on drugs, dude. Why? It's like... I don't know. Like, the last 10, 15 minutes, I feel like I've hit one of those... Like... I don't have this weird energy. It's sort of like speaking energy. I want to talk about all kinds of things. No filters, man. You say it, I'll say it back. But meaner, or I don't know what I'm saying. Does anybody even know what we're saying ever? Really?
What's going on?
I don't know, dude.
How's your week?
It was good.
It's been like four days.
Yeah, dude, what's that all about? Yeah, it's been chill.
Working our schedule out has been awful, and my car broke.
Yeah, dude, your car broke.
I barely made it here.
Freaking. Yeah, you rode the train, met me at my job, and I drove you back.
Living the public transit life.
I don't want to... I'm in a mood where I just want to throw people under the bus. Number one, Costa Vida. Man, we went to Costa Vida today, and let me tell you...
It sucked.
Like, I love Costa Vida. That's why I went to Costa Vida. I actually have beef with one... There's a Costa Vida that I work closer to. It's at my other job, right? There's one right around the corner from there, and they offered me a job, and I was going to work that job, but they never talked to me again after my first, like, couple interviews where they were just telling me what I needed to do. I walked back with them, and they showed me the schedule, and they showed me the papers, and showed me what I needed to do, right? They never talked to me again. I called them, left messages, all that.
Wow.
Nothing. So I'm afraid that if I go back there, they'll recognize me and be like, look at you. But then again, I'm like, wait, you're the ones who... Anyway... This is a different Costa Vida story.
Okay.
We went to Costa Vida today. John was there. And...
Man, customer service was not great.
It was not good. I worked two customer service jobs, and I worked both of them today. And I feel like when you work all day at customer service, and then you go and experience customer service, you just expect them to be equal or better than what you did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to, like, brag or say I'm great at customer service. These guys were trash.
They skipped me. They helped, like, everyone before me.
And there was, like, this little boy hanging out, waiting to talk to somebody. Everybody just blew him off.
Yeah.
And all he wanted was to buy a tortilla.
Like, I want
to
buy this tortilla.
Yeah.
For myself, please.
And so, freaking, we're in line, and... I'm like, yo, I always get the same thing. I get nachos, and I get refried beans, and I get steak nachos. Anyway, I guess they were running low on the refried beans because they just gave it a little swirl. I don't know if you saw how many beans they gave me. I was very disappointed.
Sure got black beans.
And they just, like, threw a couple chips on, and I was like, can I get extra chips, please? And the extra chips was, like, the chips I should have gotten. And recently, I've been asking for my toppings on the side because they give you more.
They didn't.
Not this time. They gave me, like, the itty-bitty
like, half
cups.
Portions.
And it was trash, dude. I had enough queso to... But that's not it. Not just how they prepared my meal. Not, John was right behind me in line.
They threw my enchilada in the oven and forgot about me.
Yeah.
And then they grabbed every other thing that was piling up in the oven before mine. And so, like, the three people behind me went after... They're like, oh, I guess ours is ready. I'm like, no, go ahead. It's all right. And then finally the dude pulls it out and he looks to the people to the left of me and he's like, is this your enchilada? And I'm like, hey, it's mine. I've been standing here.
I literally wrote a review about the same Costa Vida like 2 weeks ago because they're trash.
Sadie wrote a review this time.
Yeah, Sadie wrote a review this time. Good for you. Like, great. Like, I'm so glad. Like, let's keep throwing them under the bus. I gave him a 3-star review last time. I'm going to go update it.
It's a
drop
star.
It down to two. Drop it down to two.
That was a 2-star visit.
Doggone it, honestly.
Yeah. There weren't even any dogs in there.
Here's the thing. If you're... Like, I get it. Coronavirus, masks. I don't care what your, like, political opinion is about wearing a mask. If your job tells you to wear a mask, you better wear your mask correctly because that's your job, is to wear it
over your nose?
Yeah.
I wear mine.
Half of them were wearing it under their nose. If you're wearing a mask under the nose, that's like cutting the tip off of a condom. It's literally the same thing.
What a good metaphor.
Can you think of a better one?
It's like... I can't, because that was such a good one. It's stuck in my head now.
It's straight up cutting the tip off a condom. Because it's like, you're trying to protect yourself from sneezing and coughing and breathing and all that crap.
Whatever.
Protecting you and others.
Do you cough into your mask?
Would I cough into my mask?
Pull it down and cough into my shoulder.
What the heck?
I'm not coughing into my mask. Then the germs exist in my little...
You just take... The germs came out of you. It's not like it was a big... It's not like they're going to make it worse by being in your mouth.
I didn't want to make the mask all moist.
You just wash the mask.
Okay, either way...
I actually have a second mask.
You don't breathe through your mouth. You breathe through your nose if you're a normal person.
You breathe through both, dude.
No, you breathe through your nose primarily.
You can breathe just fine in the mask.
Nah, it feels like I'm being waterboarded.
All right. That's Bolshevik.
I'm a proponent of under the nose.
No.
That's how I wear it sometimes.
No. If you wear it under the nose, John, I don't think we can be friends anymore.
That's okay. We can stop this podcast then.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of stopping this podcast, this is the second thing I have a bone to pick with you.
What?
So we have some valuable listeners to the podcast, and they reached out to me after listening to the most recent episode.
Is it Zach?
No.
Is it Eli?
I think you owe them an apology.
Who did I...
You said birth control pod sucks, dude. Why are you laughing?
They listen?
Yeah, they listen every single week. Every week, John. Why are you laughing at?
I just do that.
Dude, no. You apologize.
I don't actually think they suck.
You need to apologize to them, or I'm just going to...
I even said just kidding.
Without you, man.
I don't know.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Just say it. Just say... Do you want me to give you a script?
I'm not backing down.
Not backing down what?
No, cancel me. I don't care.
Okay, you're canceled. I'm Jake, and this is Canine Critique.
Can I go and
bark
now?
Bark, bark, bark.
I actually can't because you're my ride.
Welcome back to Canine Critique. John's not here because he quit the podcast due to a falling out.
I wish it was this easy.
I wish that I could express John's feelings for you at the listeners. But
you definitely could.
You wouldn't want to hear them. But anyway.
Let's play the tape. I hate dogs. Cats, they're great. Jake, you're an idiot. Stop with the puns. Comics.
He will be loved and missed by probably only me. We're working in getting a second co-host. Oh, look who it is! If it isn't John.
Yes.
Well, we know the birth control podcast doesn't suck.
You know that.
Yeah. Have you listened to them?
I told you I don't think they suck. I'm just not apologizing for what I said, which was clearly sarcastic.
All right. Well.
I had a great time on their podcast.
It was a good time.
If they could just quit sucking and get on our podcast.
Get savage, dude. You know it's coronavirus. We can't get each other sick.
I know. I get it.
I
just want to make it clear. I'm just kidding. I don't think they suck.
What do you think? Do you think they're good?
I've only listened to the episode we're on.
Oh. I think they're pretty good.
Oh, wait. You've shown me some.
They're pretty entertaining. They do a really good job of introducing me to board games I never heard of.
Dang.
Like the Kenny G board game. Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Dude, that's...
I don't even like board games.
One of my fave episodes, honestly. They even made a board game about... gosh, why am I spacing on his name? Famous actor guy.
Very helpful.
Oh, dang it. He even listens to their podcast.
What's he in?
Let me figure it out. Gosh, why is
he listens
name?
To their podcast?
I think it might be. I might offend him more that I forgot his name than you being mad at them. To be honest,
I'm not mad at them.
Oh, birth. Yeah. I know you're not mad at them. I don't know why I said that. Birth control pod. Here it is. Gosh, what's his name? Michael Sheen. They made a Michael Sheen board game. It's pretty good.
That's crazy.
Can't believe I forgot Michael Sheen. Anyway, the Kenny G board game is called Keeping It Saxy. That's their most recent episode. They haven't dropped an episode since March, but that's because of the coronavirus.
Makes sense.
Anyway, what was the other thing I was being mad about? Oh, yeah.
Your mom?
Freaking, yeah, it was about my mom. Mom, I'm putting you on blast. You're the other loyal listener to the podcast.
Should we wait till we introduce the movie for this?
Yeah, you're right. Mom, put a pin in that. We'll come back to this.
Okay. I just have to maintain the theater of the situation.
Yeah, that's a good point, John. Look at you. Look at you, John.
They don't know what the movie is.
Yeah, they don't know. They can't pause and look at the title of the episode or anything.
Just put secret.
Secret.
That's the title of the episode.
Secret, secret.
Secret dogs.
Anyway.
Movie.
Oh, before... Never mind. I'll just do this part in dog news. All right, here we go. It's gonna have. We're gonna have dog news now. Yeah, I do have dog news. All right. Cue the dog news music. Welcome back to Dog News. It's your host, Jake News-a-lot.
What was so funny?
I just was laughing because every time we do dog news, because I don't want to splice it, we just wait silently, and for some reason I thought it was really funny.
Did you just wait the amount of seconds?
Yeah. That's why I just paused for a second. We looked at each other awkwardly.
I just thought you like mark it. I just thought you mark it on your laptop.
I gave myself like a mental note. I see how long we are, and I just go, huh. And I just wait like 7 seconds because that's how long the dog news thing is. You didn't notice that? We're doing it for like 10 straight episodes.
Sorry.
Anyway, it's me, Jake News-a-lot. That's right. You didn't know that was my last name, but here it is. I'm Jake News-a-lot, people. Look at me, Jake News-a-lot.
Just say the news.
I share the news. First of all, I have a friend who is a friend of the pod. I don't know if you've ever met him. He's a good old friend of mine. When I knew him, he lived in Traverse City, Michigan. He's a great homie. Shout out to my boy. He is an up-and-coming rap star. This is our rap segment. I want to say rap, but he's like freestyle and all that stuff.
Do you want me to drop you a beat? Will you freestyle for me?
If you drop a beat, I'll freestyle for sure. Yeah, what? Got your boy Jay Nilly gonna record the pod. People think it's me because I'm a rap god. Yeah, Dogs, they bark a lot. And that sucks sometimes, but yo, if the dog's gonna bark up the street, I'm gonna walk up that street and I'm gonna talk to the ice cream man who's gonna give me the tacos. What? As a choco taco, you'd say, what? Choco taco, word.
Give me that critique, word.
Yeah. Next week. Check me out. Time. Check me out. Hey, Will Gates, the trash boy, check him out. I mean, if he listens to that and thought I was good, maybe, who knows, maybe I'll be featured on his next track. He's on SoundCloud. Hope he doesn't mind. I'm going to play a little bit. Will Gates. You know Will Gates?
No.
His name's Will Gates, dude. Will Gates on SoundCloud. He's on Facebook, too. Just Will Gates. The Trash Boy, dude. I've been listening to a couple of his songs, but he drops like a freestyle like every week, I think.
Dang.
Yeah, he's pretty slick. I'm trying to find his title album. Oh, it's on, oh my kid, it's on Spotify. His title album is called freaking Trash Boy, dude.
Someone texted me.
Yeah, it's, oh, I found it. Trash Boy on Spotify, single by Will Gates, okay? Featuring Broken Star. Came out April 25th, in case you've never heard it. Just listen to this sick beat.
Yo, this is Will Gates, the Trash Boy.
Anyway, just check it out. I don't want to ruin it for you. Check him out, Will Gates. Anyway, here's the dog-related dog news. Not like dog, D-A-W-G. That's Will Gates. D-A-O-G. Not O-G like the O-G dog. Just dog. Like,
okay.
Lowercase, dog. That's what we're talking about.
Cool.
Okay.
That's your rap name is D-O-G.
D-O-G. What? Is that me? Is that my rapper name?
Yeah.
The capital D hyphen O-G?
Yeah.
I like it. All right, what was I looking up?
And O-G. I had a dog, D-A-W-G.
Okay, so I saw this in, it was like a TikTok for like a brief moment, and I was like, is this real? But hear me out. There's this person that taught their dog how to speak. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like the weird where it's like dog says I love you, it's like love you. Love you. You know what I mean? Where it like barks I love you. You ever seen that video?
No.
Jeez, it went viral like 10 years ago.
Is it like the screaming goats?
No. Watch this. This is a Daily Mail video, so you know it's 100% factual. But I saw other dogs using the same thing, okay? Sorry, as an ad. Okay, see this? They have this these buttons, right? And the dog pushes the buttons and will say things like, come home, or let's play. Like, I want to play.
So they train them, like, what?
There's like,
if you want to play, hit this button.
Yeah, there's like 30 different buttons, and the dog just pushes it, and he pushes it in order. He like, you gotta check out this video. I just searched dog uses buttons to talk.
This can't be real.
There's other dogs using the same buttons.
I also don't care super much. JK, I love dog news. I live for it.
I live for dog news too. That's the only thing that gets me through the week is looking up
Jake
dog
news a lot.
Yep, that's me. Jake News a lot.
D O G.
Oh no, that's my musical persona.
Okay.
Who hopefully will be featured on the next Will Gates single. We'll find out. Will Gates.
What about his hype man? J Dog.
J Dog, the hype man.
D A W G G.
Yeah, I like that. But one of the G's has like two dots over it for no reason, but just for to be fancy.
J-A-Y.
J-A-Y.
Hyphen.
Hyphen.
D-A-W-G.
Ooh.
G.
Yeah.
With a something over it.
J-Dog.
With an umlaut
over J-Dog. It. J-Dog. That's how you'd say it.
J-Dog?
The J-Dog. Huh? No? I like D-O-G better.
Well, that's yours.
Oh, you're the J-Dog?
Yeah, I'm the hype man.
Oh yeah, okay, that's right. So I'll be like rapping here in the background.
I hear beatboxing. Like, yeah,
that's you. All right, dude.
I'm putting in barks with my. I have like a.
Yeah, like a got a bark horn or something.
It's like a soundboard, but it's a bark.
Yes, dude. What are we doing? Not doing that.
Yeah, why are we doing a dumb podcast about dogs when we could be
rapping about dogs, dude? I bet I could write a slick rap about a dog bearing a bone, but the bone was really like some horrible thing it did to its neighbor or something. I don't know.
A scone.
Yo, you're right, dude. A dog ate the scone, buried the bone, and then it had to pick up its phone
and call its home, me.
Oh, home. E. I like that. That was pretty slick.
Yeah. We're good.
The extent of my rapping experience is singing along to Hamilton the musical.
Oh, yeah?
And I can get pretty far. I used to be able to do all of Guns and Ships, but it's worn off.
There's a lot of songs I can rap, actually.
Really?
I listen to a lot of rap. I don't know if you know that about me.
No, John.
I do listen to
a lot. I didn't know that about you.
I'm mostly like NF and Eminem.
Wow. Look at you. It's like they don't even know you anymore.
Yep.
I think that was it for my dog news.
Cool.
Well, we watched a movie.
What are dog stories?
We watched a movie. Do you have a dog story?
One time my friend Zach, he had a golden retriever, I think it was. And then I thought it died or they put it down. But then I was visiting his grandparents' house with him the other day. And his cousins were there. And there was a golden retriever out there. And he's like, is that Max? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, he's just calling that golden retriever Max. Nope, they gave their dog to their cousin. And when their cousin came to visit, they brought their dog.
Wow.
And he was old and pretty arthritic.
Oof.
But Zach was like, oh my gosh, it was like his best buddy. And I was just like, stop sniffing my crotch. Dog. Please. Cats don't do this. They just lick their buttholes in front of you. What would you rather?
Someone licking my butthole?
No, what?
It's hard to understand your question.
Cats just clean themselves in front of you and it's gross, but dogs just come up and physically assault you.
I mean, I guess. Anyway, here's a TikTok I want to show you about a
dog. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is not good listening.
Look, it's called the best dog ever.
I know this dog, but this is a very good dog. That's Cole, the 7-year-old black lab who gets to fetch the tea after each kickoff, and he's getting ready to go.
I forgot about this. Did you know that
his first season doing this?
Did you know that Boise State has a dog that picks up the tee that they use for kickoffs?
Cole's ready to go again.
No.
Check it out.
You may not know this dog, but this
there's a dog. Boise State has a dog around their field.
Thanks for showing me.
Now that's a fun fact that you can tell friends. When they're like, hey, you have a dog podcast? What's a fun thing about a dog? You're like, did you know that Boise State has a dog?
Did you know there's nothing fun about them?
Did you know that Boise State has a dog that picks up, like, tees and crap, dude, after kickoffs? And dude, there's a dog that picks it up, runs on the field, and runs off.
Yeah, you know what?
That dog probably gets paid more than you.
I know more about dogs than I do about football. Now, so I could play football and watch it and that. Follow along with it.
I guess before you go on, my brother had a Facebook post, right? I think it's really fun. What? What do you want from me?
Keep sharing social media stuff.
Just link it
in the description.
No, it's because I'm telling a story.
Where's my bag?
It's a podcast-related story. Hear me out. All right. It said, describe a movie in describe a movie in one sentence and see who can guess the title. I'll start. He said, not the Avengers try to stop an alien from getting a cube and using it to make a sky beam.
Justice League.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Is that the post?
No, there's people who commented other answers.
Okay.
Other things, right? So here's another one.
Was it Transformers?
I was going to guess Transformers, but it was Justice League because...
I know, but did people just...
No, I was going to say Transformers because I think Justice League...
The cube.
I mean, I don't think that really shot a beam in the sky.
I think there were plenty of boom tubes, which was basically a vertical beam, even though that's not how they are in the comics. I'm pretty sure there was a beam in the sky.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't just one cube. It was like three mother boxes, right?
Yeah, but either way, it still works.
I guess it makes sense. Anyway, animal-loving introvert saves humanity from power-hungry jerk. That's one.
Animal-loving introvert saves humanity from power-hungry jerk.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Axel?
That's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? Or Ace Ventura Pet Detective?
I've never seen that one.
Okay. There's a couple of them where he got them. An angry man goes back in time to break an assassin out of jail to stop a midget from being assassinated.
Days of Future Past?
Yep, that's the one.
What's the alternate of that?
No, that's the answer.
Oh.
And then I commented, nobody else responded. Nobody guessed mine, John.
What was it?
It's this, you ready? An unlikely hero stops the genocide of an entire species on an island by simply being there.
Oddball?
Yep, Oddball. Call back to Oddball.
By simply being there.
Yeah. But here's the thing. My brother, like, he's pretty knowledgeable in movies. He's seen a lot of movies. But now that I've seen, this is episode 46. We've probably seen, what, like 45 dog movies for this podcast?
Maybe like 42.
Probably less.
Jackie Robinson.
Over 40. We've seen over 40 just dog movies for this podcast. I bet he's probably only seen like 3 or 4 of them. Which is why I was like, if he listens to the podcast, he'll get this. But now I know you don't listen, Russell. I know you don't.
I'm going to try and think of one, and I'm going to spring it on you at the end of the episode.
Okay. Probably won't get it, but I'll give it a shot. Anyway.
Did you get my emoji when I Venmo'd you?
You Venmo'd me the
Prestige. Good.
It was pretty good. We watched Prestige. John Venmo'd me emojis of the Prestige plot. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, we watched the movie... The Shaggy Dog.
The Shaggy Dog from 1959.
And here's the thing.
What's put your mom on blast?
This is me putting my mom on blast. This is my part 3 of Angry Jake. Mother, I love you. You're great. But you and father said that the Shaggy D.A. was the OG. I'm here to educate you through the podcast to tell you that, guess what? You were wrong. Shaggy D.A. came out in like the 70s, like 76.
Yeah.
This one? This was black and white.
My mom told me not to watch the Shaggy D.A. She said, not the Shaggy D.A., the older one.
Yeah. This came out in 59. Think about that. It's like nearly 20 years later.
Yep.
The Shaggy D.A. came out. How could that be the OG? And let me tell you, I was expecting like a Tim Allen. Like, I thought the Tim Allen was a reboot of this. I
don't think so.
I don't. I thought maybe it was just like
the idea. Tim Allen might be the reboot of the Shaggy D.A., actually.
Dude, you're probably... Maybe that's why everybody says that's the OG.
Well, this was
just freaking nuts.
It was pretty wild.
It was like, it was 0 to 100, and it was...
Well, there's so much to unpack.
Yeah.
But it's boring.
It's very
boring.
Well,
it's not, it's like the movies of its time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I expected a live studio audience laugh track multiple times. And I could hear it, but it gave the space for the laugh track.
But that's how movies were made back then. Also, movies were paced terribly back then. It was like, we'll record the man get up out of the chair and walk to the phone and dial the phone and wait for the phone to ring and then talk on the phone. So there's a lot of like, there's a lot of like people pull up and they all like take 7 minutes to get out of their car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I normally would just cut right as they pulled up to them just getting out of the car.
Yeah. So or like them walking in the house.
Yeah. So this movie, you could probably lose, you probably shed 15 minutes just by cutting out stuff.
At minimum.
And then you could shed, it's 1:40. And it should have been 1 hour, probably.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Because
it just starts...
Let me lay this on you real quick. Okay. Let me lay this on
you. Yeah, what's the plot? Is this where you're going?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to try to brief summary the plot in under 60 seconds. That's my plan.
Okay.
It might be more. Here it goes.
In a sentence.
Yeah. And I don't know if a sentence works.
Just kidding.
There's a kid who accidentally turns into a dog by accidentally... He knows a bit of Latin and he stumbled upon a ring in a museum that fell into his pants that was Egyptian that could turn him into a dog. And he turned into a dog.
Just every now and then.
He just turns into a dog an hour and then in the midst of him turning into this dog, this new neighbor that moved in, he finds out that they're a spy and they're smuggling something. I didn't know they were smuggling. They were just trying to smuggle something out.
Something nuclear? A missile component?
But like, what? Like, there's a kid who just accidentally turns into a dog and then discovers this spy thing and then the dad gets all the credit.
That's true. And the regular dog.
Yeah.
Because he like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the dog in real life just disappears and then he turns into that dog. And then when he turns back into human, that dog just reappears
where it was, yeah. Which,
except
it breaks its rules a lot. It breaks its own
rules. But also, it was 1959, so I don't care as much.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know why you should care as much? This was the second most grossing movie. This was the second place grossing movie of the year 1959. Second to Ben-Hur. Okay?
Ben-Hur.
This was a box office smash.
Dang.
And... everybody loved it for reasons that I can't put my finger on. There were a couple parts.
There's
that I was
a charm
like,
to I just like movies of this era, so yeah. I just enjoyed the movie.
What's that actor? Give us that Fred fun McMurray. Fact about that actor.
Fred McMurray, the character of Shazam, Captain Marvel originally, was, I guess, based on Fred McMurray. Like the adult version of Shazam was based on Fred McMurray. And so oftentimes, there's a famous comic book artist named Alex Ross who he like hand paints like all the art of the comics that he does. Often he'll hire like a model, dress them up like they're Superman, and then like pose them and take pictures and then use the pictures as references or whatever. But there's some great, there's like 1970s, he'll paint like 1970s Wonder Woman and then like 1950s like George Reeves Superman and then like 1960s like Adam West Batman all in the same frame. Like he'll do mashups like that. That's but a lot cool. of times if he paints Shazam, he just does Fred McMurray. Like he'll just like take Fred McMurray's face.
And Fred McMurray, who's like freaking jacked.
You're right, because he's not in real life.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And apparently Fred McMurray was like the highest paid actor. He was like the RDJ of that era.
I like him. He's in some other stuff. He's in a movie called Double Indemnity, which is a kind of a noir-esque film. That's pretty
good. This was just
I thought, because seeing the Tim Allen one, because Tim Allen's the adult who gets turned into a dog, I thought Fred McMurray was going to be the one turned into the dog. But no, his teenage son is. And there's like a love triangle with the girl who actually owns the dog and this other girl who just gets kind of like forgotten halfway through the movie. And I thought he'd end up with her.
A lot of it was just hijinks.
Yeah, it was just hijinks with the dog. And then about at the hour mark,
it shifts to the...
Oh my gosh, the girl who owns the dog, the dad is a spy who's trying to get missile components. And so the dog, or the kid and his little brother have to convince the dad. And then the dad looks like a fool. Like
dad hates dogs, dude. He's allergic and all this.
There's a point where he shoots one with a shotgun, but it misses. And I'm like, wow, you can't just kill your neighbor's dog.
It's funny because they're like so afraid of their dad. He's like, you have to tell dad. He's like, I should go tell him. Where is he now? He's like, he's inside cleaning his guns. Like, gulp. Gulp. Like,
oh, no.
It's like, oh, yeah. Great.
There's some kind of funny dialogue in this. There's some, I don't know. But then the dad looks like a fool, like a lunatic, because but somehow he knows about the government secrets that his son overheard as a dog. And then a dog drives a car, and there's like a 6-car chase.
It starts as just a 2-car chase.
All the spies smuggle out the thing.
4th, 5th, 6th car gets added, and it's just like, there's a police officer who was demoted from sergeant because he believed the kid, and it's like a Boy Who Cried Wolf thing.
And then he's about to get arrested, and he's like, to the other cop, he's like, I'm married to your sister. Like, I liked you my dress blues or whatever.
We were with rookies together.
And I'm like, wow.
I married your sister, Cassie. I lent you my... I'm sorry, you said it.
It was so funny.
It just was like, what the... Like, that backstory alone was worth it to me.
That's kind of the charm of this era of filmmaking, yeah. Though. I'm just like, the random things that they think to put in is just funny to me.
It's like, I wonder if it feels like... Because movies nowadays, they've been sitting on the script, they've been working on it for ages and ages and ages. And this is like... Just day by day, they just take it as they go. I bet it started out as some lighthearted family thing, and they were like, it's just not exciting enough. Let's throw a spy in there. Dad's a spy now. I was like, okay, yeah, let's just
write. It's a little bit things. Like Spider-Man Homecoming, though, now that I think about it. Like,
dude.
I think there's a lot of influences there.
Hold up, dudes. So you mean to tell me that this movie ripped off Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yes. Also, the main kid, Wilby has a stupid friend. They call each other, we're best buds.
But he's trash.
He sucks.
Dude, he's just like...
What's his name?
Forgot.
Just like... He might as well be named Flash Thompson.
Like Chad.
Yeah, or Chad.
Like, or like Jake.
He's the 1950s... Yeah.
He's the 1950s just D-bag of the year.
Yeah.
There's a part where they're all going to like...
A dance?
We're going to the country club dance.
But the Chad kid asks both the girls in the the nice girls out.
Yeah.
So he drags Wilby along to convince. He convinces each girl that he's. This is a movie of itself.
Yeah, honestly.
And I was kind of like impressed by how he was pulling it off.
It worked out pretty well.
I was like, I don't know how he's doing this.
It's pretty great writing.
But by how, like, what he says to each girl and how he says it, like.
Yeah.
They might conceivably think they're on the date with two different dudes.
Yeah.
Without knowing it.
He's like, why don't you just pretend like you like him? He's like, yeah, go try it out. And
break the ice for him or whatever.
And it's so just like.
Then he gets them to fight over Wilby, which was not what he wanted. Then Wilby turns into a dog at the dance, which I called.
Just.
I didn't hate it. I would never watch it again because it's like 40 minutes too long.
I'd never watch it again. It's just
my mom likes it, but I like I said, I like Fred McMurray. I like the kid who's in Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah, he's also the kid from Old Yeller. So when you watch that, get ready.
Okay. He's pretty good as a kid actor, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He wears like a weird like a Norwegian hat or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a yodeling hat for no reason towards the end of the movie. And then there's a point where the dad is getting questioned by the government. And he's like, the kid will tell you. He's the one that told me. And the kid just throws his dad under the bus like, I don't know anything about the dog. What is that? Yeah, please take me home. Your dad's lying. He tells pretty good stories.
Yeah, it's like, people come from all over to hear my dad tell a good story.
And I'm like, what is your problem, man? Nobody's really good in this movie, too. Like,
yeah.
But then the kid, in an act of heroism, like he heard in the myths from his weird professor.
Oh, yeah.
Saved the girl.
Because when he first turns into the dog, he goes back to the museum to return the ring as a dog. And the museum curator's like, well, I guess
there's
this just
an ancient myth.
And that you have to make an act of heroism to turn back. But he turns back like several times.
Yeah, he keeps switching back and forth. But then he saves the girl who got pushed into the water.
And his friend tries to take credit for it. So they start wrestling and then he turns back into a human. And then the dog shows up next to the girl.
Yeah, not even where it was left.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guns, too. They almost shot that kid.
Yeah, you're right. Fun fact, this was like the first movie Walt Disney produced. The first live action produced by Walt Disney movie.
Pretty good.
That's 100% live action. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I didn't mind it. I just didn't. I wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah.
It's got that charm of an old movie I'd never watch again. Does that make sense? Sometimes I look on Amazon for Jimmy Stewart movies or Grace Kelly movies because I like those two and I just like seeing them and things.
Yeah.
And I watch the entire movie and I'm like, that wasn't great. I don't know if I'll watch it again, but you know what? It's like, it's like I watched it because it was good for my cinematic knowledge. It's almost like a flavor.
It feels like a different flavor.
Yeah.
To me. Mm-hmm. Because even though, right, like it's a dog movie, it's more of a vintage movie
feel
than a dog movie feel.
It's like this. There's vegetable movies that you should watch even though you might not like them or they're hard to watch. Like Schindler's List is kind of like a vegetable. Edgar Wright, he's a director, he's likened it to this. This movie's like a vegetable movie in that, like movies like this are like vegetable movies in that I think you can learn a lot about the history of film. However, this is like if you ate microwave broccoli instead of like nice steamed broccoli with cheese or something.
Yeah.
Like it's a vegetable movie, but it's not the best vegetable movie you could watch to curate your sense of film.
That's a good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Okay. That makes perfect sense to me.
Not this one, really. I don't think this has impacted film, except maybe Spider-Man Homecoming, like
jeez,
I said.
Jeez Louise.
But
like John said at the beginning, there's just so much to unpack here.
I think we mostly touched on all the points.
So like if this was not what you understood about the Shaggy Dog, because all you think about is the Tim Allen, maybe give this one a watch.
Yeah, maybe give it a watch.
Just to experience it. And this movie was colored in like 70s. And it was re-released as a colored movie.
But we watched the black and white version.
And then in 2006, they recolored it. Like, they remastered it digitally, so it looks way nicer. But on Disney Plus, it's just black and white.
I don't believe in the coloring of black and white movies. I think it's wrong.
Yeah?
Also, George Lucas is against that, but then... Look at the original trilogy now.
Yeah, look at the original.
He's like, they should be preserved for their art. However, I don't know if he necessarily believed that the original trilogy was art to him. Also, he can do what he wants because he made it.
Yeah.
It's like it's like this. I once learned... So, I watched a Vsauce. This is totally off topic. I watched a Vsauce once and he was talking about if an alien landed in your yard and you shot it and killed it, would you go to jail? And he said, there's no laws prohibiting you from doing that. It's just a bummer to everyone. It's like if you bought the Mona Lisa and then Sharpied all over it. Like technically you own it.
That was a meme like in 2012, 2013.
There's a guy that did that.
There was a person who took that. It was like that famous painting of Jesus.
And he drew on it.
And they drew over their face and it wrecked.
But that's not illegal because you own the painting. It's just a bummer to everyone. I think
this person stole the painting.
Oh, never mind. Well, there is a case of a guy who purchased a really expensive painting and then painted over it like in really bad ways. Like in a poor fashion, but that's not illegal because he owns the painting. So what I'm saying is it's like, I don't think it's an atrocity for George Lucas to take these three movies that people really loved and then change them. I just think it's a bit of a bummer.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm likening it to.
It was the Jesus fresco. All right.
Wait, is it the guy who hit it with a hammer?
No, this is the OG.
Oh.
Right on the left. And this is the remastered.
Oh, man. That's awful.
They wrecked it.
That original one's great.
Yeah.
Did you know The Last Supper?
It was an elderly woman.
She stole it?
Let me look at this a bit. I never thought she stole it. She elderly woman's hilarious failed attempt at restoring the 19th century fresco in Borja, Spain.
That's awful.
So I guess... Let me read this over you're talking about thing.
What?
You were saying something.
The Last Supper, right? That fresco.
Yeah.
It's in Milan, Italy, in a chapel. Since it's a fresco, it's a water-based painting on a wall, so it chips. It chips terribly. So like every year, maybe every 6 months, maybe every month or so, they have to like close the chapel down and rehydrate it with like a bunch of like steam stuff. They rehydrate it and like make sure it doesn't fall apart. Like constantly. And also during World War II when Italy was being bombed, like a lot of debris, like kind of destroyed the Last Supper a little bit. That being, yeah, just come on, Leonardo da Vinci, just use oil. You don't need to use the fresco, seriously. What?
Dude, she just did it on purpose. Listen to this.
Oh, she purposely made it bad?
On Spanish national television, she started to restore the fresco because she was upset that parts of it had flaked off.
Okay. And she defended herself, saying that she couldn't understand the uproar because she worked in broad daylight and had tried to salvage the fresco with the approval of local clergymen. The priest knew it, and I've never tried to do anything hidden, she said. But it's like, it was just wrecked.
That's trash.
Like, it's a tourist success, but now it's like, because it's so freaking funny, people go see it all the time.
Look up Michelangelo's Pietà. This is art history. P-I-A-T-A, I believe. Or it's maybe Pietà. P-I-E.
Oh, I know about
this. So you know what that is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in the...
It's like Mary holding Jesus.
It's like very statue. Great. Yeah, I think it's
very good
statue. I think it's a very good statue. Yeah. It was in the Vatican and a dude broke in with a sledgehammer and like destroyed it, and they restored it. And now it's like they keep it behind glass, and then like 50 feet away from the glass is like a guardrail, so you can't go get it. Like, they're very protective of it now.
Like,
you could Google the picture and I think you'll see a dude like with a sledgehammer and you'll see the broken bits.
Broken Pietà. Broken Pietà. Let's do a sledgehammer.
I don't know. I remember doing a report on it in art history.
Oh, this guy right here is being subdued. They broke off.
Off the arm. Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, look at that. Why would you do that?
That's like, jeez, people.
It's a great statue. I can't even believe people make art like that out of a statue. I mean, SpongeBob maybe could.
SpongeBob probably could, but he'd have to first.
Date the rock.
The marble.
Be the marble.
Yeah.
Date the marble.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a tangent.
Shaggy dog. Hot dog or dog on it,
John? I'll give it a hot dog. Why not?
Man. This is a tough one for me.
For a movie of this era, I give it an 80%.
Really?
Does it hold up now?
No.
But you know what? You got to put it in its context, I think.
Yeah, but gosh.
If it came out now, it'd be like, what? Is this an intentional throwback? If it came out now and it wasn't an intentional throwback to this era of filmmaking,
it'd probably be good.
No. Well, it might be like, is this a film experiment? They'd be like, this is so artsy. Oh my gosh, it likens back to that time.
Yeah, but the script writing would be better for our time. It would be...
No, I'm saying if this exact movie...
Okay.
Came out now, but it wasn't intentionally like a throwback.
Oh.
I think all the film art people would be like, how did you do this? You tapped into some lost art of filmmaking. But I don't think...
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know.
Dog on it for me. Okay. Shaggy dog, dog on it.
Okay.
It's too long. Wait. Yeah. It's like an hour and a half too long.
That's my crap part.
The good thing... Like I mentioned,
I think was the dialogue's kind of witty.
There's a lot of pretty fun banter.
Yeah.
Just, but it's like it's not even hit and miss. It's just a couple hits and not even misses. Just failed attempts, misfires. Mm. And then the other trash part is
I thought that was the trash part.
The pacing.
Oh. The pacing is pretty bad.
It's like, are we like, what are we trying to get to here, man?
But yep. There we go.
Thanks for tuning in to Canine Critique.
Yeah.
Catch us in a couple weeks. Next week you can catch us, but in 2 weeks is our dog year.
Holy crap. We got to do Air Bud 5. Yo. The volleyball one.
Jeez. Why are there so many Air Buds?
That's the last one, I think.
Well, catch us on caninecritique.com. Canine Critique, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Gmail.
Gmails.
Thank you to Elijah David Webb for the music. And is there anything else I should
mention? Let me try and give you my one sentence movie summary.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wasn't thinking about it super much. I'm going to have to come up with one on the fly. Give me some time real quick.
Okay. Let's hear it.
You're going to pause it? Okay.
Yeah, tell me when. You got it? You got it now, John?
Yeah, here it is. Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
Our beloved character is beamed into a video game where they must fight a virus manufactured by someone in the real world to take over the system.
Tron?
Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase? I thought of one that could do doubles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You want to be...
Well, I first thought of Ready Player One.
That almost sounded like Wreck-It Ralph for a second.
Oh, you're right.
Wow.
That was the first Tron.
That's not half bad. It was like Tron. You're like, oh, geez, frick.
I thought you were going to go Skippy and the Cyber Chase for sure.
Oh, really? Did you mean to say Tron?
Well, I was thinking if he says one, I'll say the other.
You dirty dog. You're definitely the oldest brother.
Dirty dog. That's my hype.
That's your hype name.
Dirty we gotta dog. Like end this. We gotta end this with another freestyle rap. Oh. After the closing theme stops playing.
We'll just be like, okay. Well, you have to say catch the doghouse next time.
Catch you in the doghouse next week. Time.
Bye.
Time.
What's up? We got your boy. Forgot your hype name, John.
He's the dirty dog with D.
O-G.
Catch you in the doghouse next week. Time.
I'm here in the doghouse rapping for you. Out the outro, gonna sing about Scooby-Doo. He was the mystery boy. Scooby's snacking all over your patty, macking, slapping. I'm crashing, flashing, and dashing.
I was ending it with the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is awkward. Should I just stop recording now?
Do you ever... Real quick. Do you ever play Lego Racers on, like, the Nintendo 64?
No.
There's a Lego Racers game. But, like, when you load up the game, the music's like... I just, like, totally took it.
It's like, you just, like, opened up that vibe and just was rolling.
Anyways, that's it.
Why the frick not?
That's it, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Still recording.
Bye-bye.
Frick, that's it. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.